call the meeting to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please make sure that your pagers are off during the meeting. If you look up on the screen, you'll see the withdrawn cases and the continued cases. Those cases will not be heard today. We have a roll call, please.
Mr. Poulos?
Here.
Mr. Carruth?
Here.
Mr. Belapianta?
Present.
Mr. Nitz?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Mr. Zadzik?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the October 3rd, 2018 meeting minutes?
Move to approve them as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Are there any disclosures of ex parte communications?
None.
If not, we'll continue. If you're going to be speaking today in reference to a case, and all staff please stand and be sworn in. Raise your right hand.
If you think you might speak, just go ahead and get sworn in so you don't have to do it later. If you have a case. All right, do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you. Our first case this morning is going to be AI-5. It's case number 20180711376, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Li Hao Wu and Qiu Zhu Hung, 109 Braddock Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer Shelley Burton for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the first day of May 2014, on the eighth day of October 2014, on the 21st day of September 2016 and the 23rd of September 2017, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the cases were closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 23rd day of July 2018, giving one day to comply. Re-inspect on the 24th day of July 2018, and was not in compliance. Proper noticing and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation of the property of property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, reoccurring. And an administration cost of $53.50 to the city.
Thank you. Is the homeowner present? And what do you have to say in reference to this case, sir?
My everyday working in the restaurant. This I call there is somebody that can hear cut.
Can you move closer to the microphone, please?
Closer than me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I every day work in a Pinterest restaurant. It's one week is a 7 day work in a Pinterest Chinese restaurant. I kind of this every call somebody coming in a car in every. Why not I buy the
So he bought a lawnmower so he can stand.
That'll help.
Okay, so what you're telling us is now that you have a lawnmower, we won't see you in front of us again.
Yeah.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. It's a no fine order with administrative costs. Okay, thank you. Our next case is AI 35. It is case number 20180811198. City of Palm Coast versus Herbert C. and Bertina Tollickson, 30 Berkshire Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
I'm Officer Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions of the data as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 21st day of August, 2018, and given one day to comply. Reinspection on the 22nd day of August, 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. I also found the trailers to be on the property on 10-10 of 2018 and 10-14 of 2018. I reinspected the property before Code Board on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Is Herbert C. or Bertina Tollickson present? Come forward, please. And what do you have to say in reference to this case? Please state your name and your address.
Bertina Tollickson, 30 Bayshire Lane.
Okay.
I called about the trailer being in the driveway in August, and I do call when the trailer is going to be in the driveway. It's generally there specifically for a reason. Maybe the tire needs to be worked on, something needs to be done to it, because we don't house it there. We have a storage facility where we park everything that we have. So if it comes there like the picture where it looked like it was sticking out, that may have just been at that moment my husband pulled in because he had to grab something and then left again because typically he would back in if it was staying there. So we are upstanding members of the community. I'm a realtor. I am very appreciative of the code enforcement in Palm Coast. At the same time, though, I have been given all of the correspondence of the neighbor that continues to call, and it just seems very excessive. Even when the trailer is gone, if it's there for a blip of time, the police have come, and the police don't even know why they're there because when they came, there was nothing in sight. And then the next time when they came, she even said, there's no lettering on this trailer. You could have this here to fix a tire, and that's not an issue, and that's why it was there. So it just seems as though it's almost getting to the point from the neighbor with 167 emails back and forth to the city, that it's becoming a little bit of a harassment situation. And I'm not the only one on the street that this neighbor is calling about. So I would comply with anything, and I didn't know even about the median. You're not supposed to park on there. We know that now. So we have complied with that, of course, but I did not realize that. So this, because we've never had one of those on our street before. But I've seen that there's correspondence even from before we lived there with the builders and different things like that. So I don't think that this is just exclusive to me. I think that there's looking into, are they running a business out of their house? Are they doing this? Do they have a business tax certificate? And it's become more than just a violation and we need to be compliant, because I'll be compliant with whatever I need to do.
Okay. Have you read the code?
I have.
Okay. And you know that It doesn't say the trailer can be parked there for 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 40 minutes or an hour or a day.
Right, which is something I didn't realize. We didn't realize it, of course, unless we call. And I spoke to Mr. Stafford, and I even left a message one night. It was later than it was supposed to be, then you're off, their office is open. And he said, that's fine, just leave me a message so I know when the call comes in, if it's there for a specific reason. Because sometimes the trailer can't be worked on at the storage facility. You know, there's maybe a tool or something my husband needs in his garage to be able to fix something on the trailer legitimately, you know. Or we're getting garbage out of there. When we first moved, I noticed there was some correspondence from right when we first moved in, and we were still moving in. So, of course, there was trailers in and out, but there was a legitimate reason. And we were taking garbage out boxes so they weren't all going into the trash, and we weren't having the garbage men completely inundated. We would just take it to the dump ourselves. So that was a lot of what was happening, but the correspondence is enormous.
Okay. But the city is saying that there should be no trailers parked there.
Okay.
How many times did you actually see the trailer parked in the driveway?
There was two separate trailers. I have it for three during this time, during the time frame between the time of my initial and code board today.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Can I just interrupt one second? I'm sorry. That on the 22nd of August, I actually called. I spoke to Maria in the code enforcement office and let her know it was just going to be there overnight or whatever the case was. My husband bought it at like 7 o'clock at night, and the call came in at 7:10. And then he took it out the following morning, but you guys were already there. Something had already come. So it looked like it was there again for a whole other day. It wasn't, because we were going on a trip anyway, so it wasn't going to stay there. So just so that you're aware, I'm conscious at least trying to comply, but that was just there for a reason. A tire needed to be fixed at that point.
The city's recommending a no-fine order in this particular case. In the future, that might be different.
Okay.
The code specifies you shouldn't have the trailer there, and you shouldn't have to come in front of us and tell us that you had flat tires and all of this, all different reasons. That's entirely up to you, but the code says it shouldn't be parked there. And that's what we're trying to get you to do, is to comply. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you. Our next case is AI 15. It is case number 2018-061980, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Donna A. Vitez, 6 Roxanne Place, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108H, inoperable vehicle. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Slavis, our president, Code Enforcement Officer Joe Best of the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence at a deposit mark from the proper service along the photograph taken that check the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On May 31st, 2018, a notice of violation was written at the farm re-inspection. The violation was corrected in the case of the cover notice of violation was issued on June 28th, 2018, giving 15 minutes to comply. The re-inspection was done on the same day, June 28, 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Wickham checks the property. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of November, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city requests the board to pull the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring.
Administrative call.
Oh, sorry. Administrator request 5350 to the city.
Thank you. Is Donna A. Vitez, sir?
Yes, I am.
Please state your name and address.
Donna A. Vitez, 6 Roxanne Place, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this?
As far as the truck,
I was stupid enough to buy it for my ex-boyfriend. I have my own truck, okay? It's registered, it's insured, it has a slow leak in the tire. I keep filling it up. I'm selling the truck. I'm not going to have the truck there for long. I filled it up again, and 2 days later, it leaks again. I'm a single mom. I'm trying to raise my kids. I work nonstop. That's the truck part of it. I'm just trying my hardest, and I'm being honest here. You know, I have two young boys. I keep fixing the tire. I don't know what's wrong with it. I'm a female, and as naive as that sounds, I've never worked on a car. I don't know how to work on a car. I don't even know how to change a tire. I just recently learned how to put air in the tire without deflating the tire, you know? But I keep fixing it, and it keeps doing it. I don't know if someone... I have a neighbor, which is the same neighbor, and on the lead to my house, when you drive to my house, you'll see all sorts of stuff, but I have changed... He complains about my son's basketball hoop, so I had to get rid of that. He calls nonstop. It's insane. He has nothing better to do with his time or whatever. And I don't live in a crap house. I keep my house up. My house is clean. I don't bother my neighbors. I don't bother anybody. And if you look on my block, there's vehicles all over the place that aren't insured, aren't registered. My vehicle is insured and registered, and it just has a leak in the tire. It just feels like I'm constantly here getting harassed by my neighbor, which is insane. I've done nothing to the man. So I don't understand what his problem is. If it was up to me, I would sell my house. It's not that easy. Believe I don't want to live next to him. It's not, and I don't even have words with the man. Been nothing but nice to him. My next issue, he calls me over about me draining my pool. On my own property, I have to drain the pool water out onto my property, but he sees that it's coming into his property. I don't know what idea that I'm not supposed to go out and take shovels and get hold of water and take it to the street.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order B and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI-16, case number 20180-61981. City of Palm Coast versus Donna A. Vitez, 6 Roxanne Place, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C, parking of commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Respondents are present. Code enforcement officer Joe Fest of the City of Palm Coast. Investigate the evidence of the Department of Public Property Service along with photographs taken in. Check the conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On July 6, 2017, and also on May 31st, 2018, a notice of violation was written. Army inspected the violation is correct and the case is closed. The current notice of violation was written on June 28, 2018, giving 15 minutes to comply. The reinspection was done approximately 25 minutes later, and the property was not in compliance. Weekly checks were made. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday before code board, and a violation has not been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city has requested the city to impose the following. Motion C, recommend either 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day until property is in compliance, and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
And that was 1 day to comply?
Yes, sir.
And could you come forward again?
Donna Vieta, Roxanne, Congress, Florida.
Thank you.
Again, it was my exes. I'm cleaning out that garage. It will be put away. Okay? I will take care of it. You won't see it outside anymore. He's not with me anymore. He does not reside in my house anymore. And I the only thing I can do at this point is apologize. Yesterday, it was not there at all yesterday.
I was there yesterday morning.
At what time?
before 9.
Okay, well, yeah, around 9:30, I took it.
When was the ambulance?
Okay, I apologize, but yeah, it will not be there. Okay, I have a 3-car garage. I just have to take my son's vehicle out of the garage, and I will put it away.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
That's a motion to accept the city's recommendation?
Yes.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am. The next case is AI 36. Case number 20180712888. The City of Palm Coast versus William and Melody Creek. 91 Brookside Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
For the record, I'm Code Officer John Stafford, Palm Coast. The respondent is present. I am entering the evidence to assist composite proof of proper service along with photographs taken and particular conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of July 2018, given 7 days to comply. A reinspection on the 26th day of July 2018 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I had weekly reinspection dates from 8-2-2018 to 9-20-2018, and the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code court on the first day of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon testimony that was submitted in this case, the city's requesting that the board should close the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is William or Melody Creek present? Come forward, please state your name and your address.
That was a pretty good time when we were silent.
Okay. And what do you have to say in reference to this case, ma'am?
We bought a tarp, and so the car is covered every day. We cover it as soon as we get home from work.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order, an administrative cost in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 29, 30, and 31. We'll start with 29, which is case number 20180703042. It's a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Sandra P. Maddox, 14 Secretary Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, weeds and overgrowth.
Good morning. For the record, respondent present. Code Officer Mike Hadden from the City of Palm Coast. I'm having a suit composite one for your proper service along with photos. These photos show the conditions of date and time indicated in the case file. Respondent was previously found in violation of the same code on the 15th of September 2014. That violation was corrected. Repeat notes was written on the 15th of July 2018, giving 0 days to comply, a repeat violation. Respondent with a repeat violation above cited code for the period of July 5th, 2018 through July 6th, 2018, in compliance on July 6th, 2018. We check the product for conducted for October more than 6 days of November, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence of this case, the requesting the board oppose the following. A complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day, in violation for a total of $100, plus administrative costs to the city.
Of what?
$69.50.
Is Sandra P. Maddox present?
She'll need to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning. State your name and your address, please.
Sean Nevada, Sports and Secondary Trail, Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay. And what do you have to say, just in reference to the one, the weeds and the overgrowth problem?
I mean, if they're correct, if I get it cut, and I guess they just come on the day that my lawn and they don't come and cut it.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board member? This is case number 1 of 3. If there's no questions, I'll accept the motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, don't go too far. We got some other cases. The next case is AI 30, case number 20180703 43. The City of Palm Coast versus Sandra P. Maddox, 14 Secretary Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
Good morning, for the record, Response President. Code Officer Michael Haddon, City of Palm Coast. I read the evidence receipts to 5-1, along with photos that show the conditions and the date and times indicated that the facts of the case was followed. Current violation was issued on the 5th day of July 2018, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 16th day of July 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in this case. Reinspected on a weekly basis since notice was written. We rechecked the property conducted for code board on the 10th day of October 2018, and the violation had been corrected. This is the first notice given for this violation of the property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the City Veterans Board opposed the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, plus $53.50 administrative cost to the city.
Okay, and Sandra, if you'd come back, please. And what do you have to say in reference to the improper parking
charge? Well, my truck was going down. And I had a flat tire and tire issues, and I couldn't afford to fix it. So instead of leaving it in the front, I put it in the back of my house to, you know, keep it out of the front so I could afford to get the money to fix it. But now it's been removed and it's fixed and it's no longer on the front.
Okay. All right, are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. All right, let's go to AI 31, case number 20180031292. This is a massive case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sandra P. Maddox, 14 Secretary Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance fence.
For the record, responded to President Code Officer Mike Haddon from the City of Palm Coast. I'm having evidence of city deposit one approving proper service along with copies of original board order and photo. The case was heard on August 1st, 2018. The order was signed on the 8th day of August 2018, giving 5 days to comply, or a fine of $100 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is not in compliance. The property is in violation of August 16th, 2018. Through September 4th, 2018, compliance on September 5th, 2018. Total 20 days, $100 a day for a total fine of $2,000. Based upon testimony and evidence, case of city request that the board opposed the following. Motion F, in compliance, plus administrative cost to the city of $69.50.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the board members?
She has
a massive issue. Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
The respondent's here.
It's a Massey case.
Right. She may want to testify.
She can still talk. Can't she?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sam.
Well, as far as my fence, it was knocked down during a hurricane. And I tried to apply with my insurance company. They don't cover the fence. I couldn't afford to fix it. I'm not working. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I put it up. I kept putting it up every time we fall. And now it's been compliant. I just had to stay to try to get money to fix one piece at a time. So the time allowed, I couldn't afford to fix it. I did what I could, and now it's been compliant. And another thing, the weeds that are on the side, they're always leaning up against my fence, and it's not cut back on either side, and it's always knocking the fence over. So I don't know if the city is responsible for cutting the side woods on the side of the fence to try to keep it off the fence so it don't fall. But it's like, you know, it's fixed now, but it's continuously knocked that over. So I have an issue with the side being overfallen and the trees going over the fence. So that is like part of the reason why it continues to just keep falling. But like I said, I couldn't afford to fix it within those amount of days, and I did what I could.
Mike, you have another comment?
Yeah, the fence was repaired with the existing portions that were there. I watched over a period of about a week. Each time they put up a section of it, they support it, brace it. It took them quite a while to get the bad side. What she does is the trees next, they blow, they're up against her fence from the adjoining lot. But everything that was done with the existing boards. They spent a lot of time and effort getting it up. It is in compliance now.
Are there any further questions from the board members?
Mr. Chair, just so the board, the massing hearing, in addition to imposing the final penalty, is also to hear if there's any mitigating circumstances or things that have happened since your original hearing that may make you want to reconsider the amount of the fine that you imposed under your original order. You certainly don't have to reconsider it, but that's part of the reason why you want to let people talk, just so in case there is some mitigating situation, you can take that into consideration.
Okay.
Question, if I may. You said 20 days in violation. From the time they started repair on the fence, how many days, roughly?
They started almost immediately. One piece went up where the gate was the day after the court hearing. It took a while. Stone stuff went up, and we had a good wind after that. It came back down. They redid it and put it back up. So they made an effort probably 2 days after the code court hearing.
I think in light of a good faith effort on the part of the homeowner and probably less than good faith on the part of the people doing the repair, that fine ought to be decreased proportionately. If they started within 2 days, it seems to me that's...
Are you recommending that we reduce the fine by...
I'm recommending 2 days and $100.
Reduced to 200.
Yep, that's my recommendation.
Okay.
So is that a motion to accept the city's recommendation with the exception of a 2 days at $100 a day? Fine.
What she said. Yes.
Okay. So the total fine will be?
And administrative costs or not?
Yes.
Okay.
Question? So are we talking about just case 31, not all three together?
Just this one. 31.
And there's a $100 a day for 2 days? I missed that, I guess.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to let that go by if the motion passes?
No, the fine was $2,000.
$2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
Right. As opposed to $2,000.
Okay.
We're going to go from $2,000 to $200.
Okay, no, that's good. Thank you.
Okay. Do I hear a motion? Do I hear a second on
second.
The motion?
I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to reduce the Massey fine to $200 with administrative costs.
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. Our next case is AI 25. Is case number 20180804-5, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Timothy and Rochelle L. Jarvis, 4 Flamingo Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking. Good morning.
Good morning.
Council, not present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the data's indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 29th day of July 2014, the 21st day of June 2015, the 23rd day of January 2018, the 29th day of June 2018, a notice of violation was written. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 9th day of August 2018, giving 15 minutes to comply. Re-inspected 15 minutes later on the 9th day of August 2018, and the violation was not corrected. Proper notice and procedures were as followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Is Timothy or Rochelle Jarvis present? Are the tenants of 4 Flamingo Drive present? There's nobody here to speak on behalf of the owners. Are there any questions from the board members?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. The next one will be AI-7. Case number 20180715-2, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Cassandra Realty, Inc., 33 Wellwater Drive A, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. For the record, respondents present, Code Officer Richard, City of Palm Coast, bringing into evidence the city's composite providing proper service, along with photographs. Pick the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 2nd of March 18, the notice is issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected. The case was closed. On the 30th of June 18, a notice was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected. And that case was closed. Current notice was issued on the 28th of July 18, giving 1 day to comply. Our re-inspection was conducted on the 2nd day of August 18, and the property was not in compliance. The vehicle was also there in violation on 8/10/18, 8/14/18, 9/10/18, 9/18/18, 10/13/18, 10/15/18, 10/16/18 twice, 10/17/18, 10/19/18, 10/26/18. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Rechecked the property was conducted on 4 Code Board on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation was corrected. Third notice on this property and property owner, based on the testimony that is submitted in this case, city's requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is anybody here from Cassandra Realty?
Yes.
They'll need to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Please state your name, please.
Thomas Ventura.
Okay, and in reference to what address?
This is 33 Wellwater Lane.
Okay. And what do you have to say, sir?
I spoke to the tenant when we were here last time. There was two issues there. One was parking on the grass, which is concrete, which I'm working on. Number two, if you see some of the photos in the beginning, he parked on the grass because we were getting the roof done. We got the roof done. He has since sent me photos. He got magnets put for the van to cover up the name. I'm a cat adjuster. I've been in Carolina, so I'm not there to keep checking up on him. So as of send me photos that he does have, because he's on call, so certain times he has to take the vehicle home because his job is in Jacksonville. But he does have magnets to cover up the names and all that stuff.
What about the ladder?
Okay. I was not aware of the ladder issue. I can have him get a car cover and just cover the whole thing.
Is there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order B and administrative cost in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Next case will be AI 8, case number 20180805 83, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Michelle Santiago, 137 Wellwood Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Richard, City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence, the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs and picture conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. Notice is issued on the 5th of June 18, the 5th of July 18. The current notice is issued on the 7th of August 18, with 1 hour to comply. A reinspection was done on that same day, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 14th day of August 18, and the property has been corrected. This is the third notice given for this property to property owner based on the testimony and evidence in this case. City's request board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standard or recurring, and administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 9, case number 20180070647. The City of Palm Coast versus Magali Azakar, 1 Wesley Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance. Stains on exterior walls.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. I'm hearing that the city's composite provided proper service along with photographs taken that depicted the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. This case actually started on the 15th of February 18. The current notice was issued on the 9th of July 18. Given 15 days to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 24th of July 18, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted yesterday before code board, and the property still has not been corrected. This is the first notice given on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's request to vote board impose the following. Motion C, find a violation order, recommending giving 15 more days to comply, or a fine of $50 per day until the property is compliance, and administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has the homeowner said anything in response to
that? She said to the property manager who called me and said that the city cannot make me pay my house. That's her words to the property manager.
Is this a failure of the paint?
Yeah, what happened was, back in February, I got in touch with the property manager based on a complaint from the neighbors. The property's in pretty rough shape, and it had a lot of that stuff on it. Well, they came and power washed it and basically made it worse, and then didn't take care of that, the shrubs and all that other stuff. And then I got back in touch with the property manager, in July. I didn't issue a notice. I was working with them since February and didn't issue a notice until they told me that the owner said that they could make us paint the house, and then I issued a notice and went forth with the case.
Okay. there any further questions from the board members? I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 14, case number 2018-021393, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus April M. Descartes, 37 Robinson Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle or trailer in a residential district.
Response is not present. Code enforcement officer Joe Fess of the City of Palm Coast. Commencing into evidence, City of Palm Coast through the proper service and a copy of the original court order on the photographs. This case was heard on June 6, 2018. The order was signed on June 13, 2018, giving 1 day to come into compliance or a fine of $50 per day until property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property is in violation from June 15, 2018 to November 6, 2018, a total of 145 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $7,250. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the court impose the following. Massive motion G, still in violation, with the fine to continue running until the property comes into compliance, plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has the owner responded in any way to this?
No, no communication whatsoever.
$7,000. Are there any further questions?
Real.
If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 17, case number 2018-070633, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Brian and Jade Merriman Adler, 8 Rybar Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
The respondents are not present. Code enforcement officer Joe Fess of the City of Palm Coast. Commencing into evidence, City Capacity 1 through the proper services and all the photographs taken at particular conditions on the dates as indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On March 5th, 2018, and also on June 5th, 2018, the notice of violation was written in part of main inspection. The violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on July 10, 2018, giving 1 hour to comply. A re-inspection was done an hour later and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of November 2018 and the violation has not been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, City is requesting the board impose the following. Motion C. Recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property is into compliance, plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from board members?
Is there a reason why he has these 55-gallon pails of barrels there? Are they full of any chemicals, or we don't know what's in them?
They're decorative.
Barrels. It's storing oil.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 2018-040641, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Wiley Scott and Vivian Williams Thomas, 12 Blake Pound Place, Palm Coast Code Section 37-76D1, nuisance, roof in disrepair.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer Shelby for City of Palm Coast. I am entering the evidence of City's composite for the proper service along with a copy of the original board order. Along with photographs. This case was heard on the first day of August 2018. The order was signed on the 8th day of August 2018, giving 5 days to come into compliance, or a fine of $50 per day until until property comes into compliance. This property is currently still in violation. Property was in violation from 8/16/2018 to November 6, 2018, a total of 83 days at $50 a day for a fine of $4,150. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city's requesting that the board should impose the following. Massey Motion G, still in violation with a fine to continue until property comes into compliance, plus an administrative fee of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has the owner responded in this to have the, he hasn't issued a contract or anything to have the roof repaired? Or is it a problem with the insurance company?
I'm not really sure what the issue is with the responding to this tenants and you know, the fact that the owner's not just saying so, I guess.
Are there any further questions?
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 33, case number 2018-030.
21.
Missed a page.
Uh-oh. I missed
it. It was 10:30.
Oh, my God. I'm
trying to get
make 11 o'clock now. Case AI 21, case number 2018071350, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Luis de Oliveira and Alcide Lopez, 34 Faircastle Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108H, unlicensed vehicle.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering an evidence of the city's composite, including proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 24th day of May 2018, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 21st day of July 2018, giving 2 days to come into compliance, re-inspected on the 28th day of July 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice of procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the second day of October 2018, and the violation has been corrected. This is the second notice given for this same violation of property owner. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 2018071325. A repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Miguel Gomez and Bravo Zinalda, 76 Farragut Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite, including proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code that warrant was signed on the 13th day of June 2018. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was issued on the 20th day of July 2018, giving 0 days, fine until in compliance. This is repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period of July 20th, 2018 to July 21st, 2018, in compliance on July 21st, 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the July 21st, 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon my testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation. Requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for $100, plus an administrative fee of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Now we'll go on to AI 31. Case number 20180312933.
33.
We did 31. 31
is shown.
Okay, we'll skip 31.
How about 33?
We'll go to AI 33, case number 20180303826. The City of Palm Coast versus Paul F. and Rhonda E. Walsh. 44 Utah Place, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76. D, nuisance, garage door missing.
Good morning. Record respondent is not present. Code officer Mike Hatt for the City of Palm Coast. I am having evidence to deposit one proof of proper service along with photos. Taken to show the condition of the date and time indicated. The facts of the case as follows. Current warning was written on the 21st day of March 2018, giving the 5 days to comply. We inspected on the 27th day of March 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice was issued for following this case. We inspected on a weekly basis since the notice was written. We checked the property conducted for code war on the 6th day of November 2018, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation as property owner, based upon testimony and evidence. The case is here to correct the warning post the following. Motion to seek a fine violation order, recommending giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus $69 administrative cost to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Has he ever stated when he's going to put a garage door up?
Apparently the owner has skipped. Her son is living there now. The bank is probably going to be taking it over. We need the order just to make sure we get it taken care of.
Are there any further questions?
Move the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 39, case number 20180810117. A repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Francis Palmer, trustee. 36 Burroughs Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, parking in a square between 1 and 6 a.m.
I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions and the dates indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 10th day of April 2018. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 16th day of August 2018, given 0 days, fined until in compliance. This is a repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for a period, August 16th, August 30th, August 24th, and came in compliance on September 6th of 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 1st of November 2018, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, comply. Repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 3 days, in violation a total of $300, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42. Case number 20180207-02, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus Ricky and Wendy Moore, Life Estate, 9 Claymont Court South. Palm Coast Code Section 15-1 of the Florida Building Code, 105.1, no permit.
The respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proof of proper service and a copy of the original code board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 11th day of July, 2018. The order was signed on the 19th until property comes into compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was a violation from July 27, 2018 to November 6, 2018 for a total of 103 days at $50 a day for a total fine of $5,150. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massimo G, still in violation, but a fine is still continuing until the property is in compliance, plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion, we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 44, case number 20180806, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Teresa M. Carey, 18 Farmbrook Lane, Palm Coast, Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, response is not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite from a proper service along with photographs. These photographs taken depict the conditions and the dates indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 6th of November 2015. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 17th day of August 2018, given 0 days, and fined a total of compliance. This is a repeat number one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period between August 17, 2018 to August 18th of 2018 and in compliance on August 18th of 2018. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on August 18, 2018, and the violation had been corrected. Based upon testimony that was submitted in this case, the city's requesting the board to propose the following. Motion D, complied with repeat violation requesting a fine of $50 a day for 1 day, for a total of $50, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion accept the city's
second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 47, case number 20180198. The City of Palm Coast versus Nelson J. and Susanna M. Furtado. 26 Panay Lane, Land Development Code 11.03.01H. No HVAC screening.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for the proper service, along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On January 14, 2018, initially a courtesy notice was issued, and approximately 3 weeks later it was re-inspected, and the courtesy notice was upgraded to a warning notice. The current notice of violation was issued on the 27th of January 2018, giving 10 days to comply, re-inspected on the 10th of February 2018, and the violation was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. This was rechecked on a weekly basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 24th of October 2018, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day until the property is in compliance. Administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 48, case number 20180705 49, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus James C. Boardman, 5 Pine Hall Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat or trailer or RV.
The record respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the city of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one with improper service, along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date the comments indicate. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 12th day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written. On the inspection, the violation was corrected, and the case is closed. On the 29th of May 2018, a notice of violation was issued. Upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 28th day of June 2018, a notice of violation was written, and upon re-inspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 14th day of July 2018, giving one day to comply. Re-inspected on the 20th of July 2018, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice of procedures were followed in small cases. This was checked on a weekly basis. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 6th day of November 2018, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C. Fine violation order, I recommend giving one day to comply or a fine of $50 per day until the property is in compliance and administrative cost of $69 to the city.
How much per day?
$50
per day.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 53, case number 20180805 30. The City of Palm Coast versus Finette B. Thomas, 5 Princess Dolores Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite of improper service along with photos taken that depict the conditions on the date the comments indicate. The current notice of violation was issued on Saturday, August 2018, given 5 days to comply. Reinspected on the 14th of August 2018, and a violation was not in compliance. Property noticing procedures were followed in small cases. Additional inspection was conducted while I posted the notice of hearing on October 24, 2018, and it was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 30th day of October 2018, and a violation has been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on the property owners. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion A, no fine standing order, and administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our last case is AI 55, case number 20180712 50, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Christopher Dale Berry, 11 Princeton Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, improper parking.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code enforcement officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one for improper service along with photos. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date comments indicated. The facts of the case as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 3rd day of August 2017. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 19th of July 2018, giving 0 days to comply. Find it for compliance, repeat number one. The respondent was a repeat violation above cited code for the period of the 19th of July 2018 to the 20th of July 2018, in compliance on the 20th of July 2018. Recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 20th of July 2018, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence in this case, the city is requesting that the board post the following. Motion D, comply with repeat violation, requesting a fine of $100 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $100.
an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any unfinished business? How about old business? New business? Our next meeting will be on December 5th, 2018. I will not be at that meeting. I'll be cruising. Oh, did I say that? There will be election of chairman and vice chairman at the next meeting. Please be kind, since I won't be here. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Meeting adjourned.